The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simen Dalet. Hanhagas Beis HaKisei V'dini Asher Yotza. The way a person is supposed to conduct himself in a bathroom, and the laws of the bracha of Asher Yotza, the blessing of Asher Yotza, that one says after using the bathroom. Sif Aleph. Yagilas Atzmai, a person should accustom himself, the fanois erev of Avaka, to relieve himself in the evening and in the morning. Shehuz Rizus Unikius, this is the trait of being prepared, and cleanliness, and he'll be able to go through the day properly without having to run to the bathroom so much, as well as to pray in and say all his blessings in cleanliness and without having the urge to use the bathroom. In Meino Yochel Lefanis, if a person is unable to relieve himself, he is somewhat constipated, Yelech Dalet Amos, he should walk 4 cubits, 6 to 8 feet, v'yeshev, and he should sit, v'yamad, and he should stand, v'yeshev, and sit again, as she'afana, until he's able to relieve himself. The movement of his body will help stimulate the muscles to enable himself to relieve himself. Alternatively, yasiach daitai mi'edvar mecherim, he should remove his mind from other thoughts, he should focus and concentrate specifically on relieving himself, and that will help his body to relieve himself. Hamash and Ikavav, one who delays, literally his holes, it means one who delays from going to the bathroom, he feels an urge to use the bathroom to relieve himself, and he holds himself in. He transgresses the sin of Baal Tishaktu, one should not make himself disgusting. This, according to most commentators, is a issur midrabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition, that one who holds himself in and does not relieve himself when he feels the need, if he feels a powerful urge to use the bathroom, and he holds himself in, he rabbinically transgresses this prohibition that says in the pasuk, it says in the verse, "Leisa shaktu," a person should not make himself disgusting, and the rabbis apply this verse to this type of situation where one holds himself in and his body remains disgusting with the waste matter that is not being expelled. And if a person delays himself from urinating when he has the need, meaning he has a powerful urge to do so, and he holds himself in, he also transgresses the prohibition that a person should not make himself sterile. When a person holds himself in from urinating, if he holds himself in too long, that could rupture, potentially rupture the tube in his body, which will prevent himself from being able to have children later. He will make himself sterile. Sif Beis. Yehetsa Nu'a Beis HaKise. A person should be modest in the bathroom. Therefore, lo yigama es atzmai, a person should not expose himself ad sheyeshiv, until he sits down. Obviously, this is referring to a time when the general mode of dress was to wear a robe type of item, that when one sits, one could then lift it up and expose himself. Obviously, in a modern day setting, one has to expose himself slightly before he actually physically sits down. However, the idea is that one should expose himself at the last moment, only when it's absolutely necessary. V'gam oz, and also then, even then, yitzamtzem, he should minimize his exposure. Shemoy legalos, not to reveal, rak masha mukruch legalos, only what he has to, what he's forced to reveal, to uncover from his body. Shemoy letanif, his begadav, in order not to dirty, to soil his garments, he should make sure to try to keep as much of his body covered as possible. A person should be careful about this matter, even at night, as during the day. Even if it's night and it's dark and nobody could see, even if it's in a private area and nobody could see, we already discussed in the previous simon, that the trait of tznius, the trait of modesty, applies in front of Hashem. It applies even when there's nobody to see, you act modestly. But you're always standing in the presence of Hashem, and therefore, at all times, a person has to act and dress modestly. And therefore, even in the bathroom, one should only uncover himself as much as necessary, but no more. If a person relieves himself, i.e., to defecate, in an open area, that there are no walls surrounding him, he should orient himself, he should arrange things, that his face should be to the south, and his back to the north, or the opposite, meaning he should orient his body in a north-south direction, but between the east and the west, also he should not face either the east or the west. That's because there is more of a holiness in these directions, and the exposed parts of his body with which he is relieving himself will be facing those directions, and it's inappropriate. But if there is a wall, even one wall, he is able to relieve himself in any direction. If his back is to the wall, that's okay. So whether that direction is north and south, or whether that direction is east-west, as long as his back is to the wall and is therefore not exposed, he can relieve himself in that direction. The height of this mechitza, the height of this wall, Mr. Brewer says, just has to be tall enough so that his exposure is not seen. The part of his body that's exposed is not visible due to the wall covering it, blocking it, and that's how tall it has to be. But to urinate, mutar b'cholinin, it is permitted in all directions. There is no limitation of specifically orienting oneself north and south, as opposed to east and west. It doesn't make a difference. A person should not relieve himself in front of any person. So lack of the trait of modesty, for a person to relieve himself, to uncover himself and relieve himself in front of people, if they are very young and they don't know what's going on, talking to very young children, a few months old, they have no knowledge at all, so that's not such a problem. But in front of a bar das, somebody who understands what's going on, one should not relieve himself. Even in front of a non-Jew, also it is forbidden. But to urinate, mutter, that is permitted, even during the day, when it's light outside, even in front of many people, if it is necessary, because there is a physical danger, if he holds himself in, as we discussed earlier, can make a person sterile. It's more dangerous when a person holds himself in from urinating than when he holds himself in from relieving himself. And therefore, if necessary, and there's nowhere to go, and he has a powerful urge, he may do so even in front of other people. He should move himself to the side, and meaning he should try to do it in a manner as private a manner as possible. So if there's a corner, he should go there. He should move in a place which is less visible. And for this reason, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, he says that one who is in a public restroom should preferably not use the urinal. He should rather use the stall with the door closed behind him, because if not necessary, why should he expose himself in front of other people? Obviously, if that's all that's available, it will be permitted, as it says here clearly. But all things being equal, it's better to try to relieve himself with as much tznius, with as much modesty and privacy as possible. Sif Gimel. Lo yafane ba'amida. A person should not relieve himself while standing. He should not force himself to try to relieve himself, if he's somewhat constipated, to strain himself more than unnecessarily, too much. So that the muscles of the rectum should not tear. If a person strains too much, it's dangerous, he could do himself an bodily injury, and therefore he should be careful not to strain himself too much. A person should not rush to exit, to leave the bathroom until it is clear to him that he no longer needs to relieve himself, should make sure that his body is fully and completely clean before leaving the bathroom. And when a person urinates while standing, he should be careful that the droplets of liquid should not spritz or end up on his shoes or his garments. And because a person who's a eunuch, generally speaking, will get his shoes and garments wet because of the way in which he urinates, a person does not want to allow others to think that he is a eunuch. That will cause them to think that his children must be from some other man, which would be a terrible thing for people to think. Therefore, he should be careful that his shoes and his garments are clean. A person should be very careful that he should not hold his certain place of circumcision with his hands. Even while urinating, a person should not hold that area with his hands. And look later on in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, and this halacha, this law, is expounded upon further. Sif Dalet. Beveis HaKisei, in a bathroom, also leharher b'divrei Torah. It is forbidden for a person to think thoughts of Torah. Kidol HaKamon, Siman Hei, Sif Beis, as will be discussed later on, in Siman Hei, Sif Beis. And we will expound upon further over there. But because one is enjoined and prohibited from thinking thoughts of Torah, Lachem, therefore, b'hiyaseh shama, when he is there, Taiv, it is good idea, she'ahara ba'asakav, he should think about his business dealings, or b'chesh b'naseh, or his calculations, shen la'yavim li'day, hear her Torah, you should not come to thoughts of Torah, I hear her avira, or thoughts of sin, chas v'shalom, heaven forbid. Meaning when a person's mind is not occupied, automatically different thoughts float into his brain. And if he doesn't channel his thoughts and specify what he should think about, he may think about the wrong type of things. He may think about Torah, he may think about improper thoughts. Therefore, one should make sure that he's specifically thinking about something that is proper to think about in the bathroom while he is there. And on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, when one is not supposed to think about his business, he should think about amazing things, wondrous things that he saw, that he heard, or something similar. He remembers seeing wonders of nature. He remembers hearing about something incredible, whether it be architecture, whether it be nature, something which is permitted to think about on Shabbos, he should occupy his mind with those type of thoughts. Sifhei, Yizoyin lekaneach as atzmayafe. A person should be careful to wipe himself, to clean himself very well after leaving himself. Kiyam yesh le'afilim mashuhu tzoya, because if he has even a little bit of excrement, b'fiat tabas, at the opening of the rectum, also le'inloimash shum davar shebikdusha, it is forbidden for him to say any matters of holiness. He will not be able to see any blessings. He will not be able to learn Torah. Kidol Kaman, Simin Hei, Sif Gimel, as we will discuss later on in the next Simin, Simin Hei, Sif Gimel. And we will expound upon it further over there. Lo Yikaneach B'yad Yamin. A person should not wipe himself using his right hand, meaning he should not hold the toilet paper in his right hand while wiping himself. Mipnei Shekaisha B'atat Filin, because he uses his right hand to tie his tefillin. since a person is supposed to put his phone on his weaker hand, which for most people is his left hand, therefore a person uses his right hand to tie his tefillin on his left hand, therefore his right hand has special significance, and it should not be something which is used for such a holy purpose, such as tying tefillin, should not be used for such a purpose, such as wiping himself after relieving himself in the bathroom. We may high time, and for the same reason, a person should not use his middle finger of his left hand to wipe himself, because he wraps the strap of the tefillin upon that finger, and therefore, again, because that finger is used for a holy and special purpose, it is inappropriate that it be used to wipe himself after relieving himself. One who is unlefty, he should wipe with his left hand, meaning his weaker hand, which is the right hand of every person, meaning every lefty should use his right hand, since a lefty puts on tefillin on his right hand, which is his weaker hand. A lefty uses his left hand to tie the tefillin, so a lefty's left hand is used for this significant and special purpose of tying on tefillin, therefore should not be used to wipe himself after using the bathroom. Sifavot, b'chol pam shenifne eshemato mayim, every time that a person relieves himself or urinates, v'afilo rak tipa achas, even one drop, yirchatz yad of the mayim, he should wash his hands with water and to enable himself to be able to say a blessing, v'yivarech birchas asher yotza, and he should say the blessing of asher yotza. Imhito mayim nifne, if a person urinated or he relieved himself, v'shachach milavarech asher yotza, and he forgot to say the blessing of asher yotza, and afterwards, shuv hitil mayim, he again urinated a nifne, or he relieved himself. V'nizkar, and after the second time, he remembered sheba rishayna leibirich, that the first time he did not yet say a blessing. Einet tzorich levarich rak pa'amachas, he does not have to make a bracha more than once. He only has to say the blessing once, and that will cover both times that he went to the bathroom. However, what if he remembers before he used the bathroom a second time? So it's Mishnah Berurah explains, even a long time after he has finished relieving himself, he could still say the blessing of Asher Yatzar, as long as he does not yet have an urge to relieve himself again or to urinate again. If, however, he has the urge to use the bathroom again, he loses his ability to say the blessing of Asher Yatzar. For the first time he went to the bathroom, rather he has to wait till he goes to the bathroom a second time and then say the blessing once to cover both times he went to the bathroom. It's for this reason that the Mishnah Berurah advises a person should say the bracha of Asher Yatzar as soon as possible after leaving the bathroom, because otherwise he is prone to forgetting, and once he forgets, it is very possible that he will lose the opportunity to say the bracha because he may not remember until he already has the urge to use the bathroom again, and by then it will be too late. Omisha shoyseh sam ha-mishalshel, one who drinks a laxative, the idea she yitzarech lefanis kanapam, he knows he'll have to relieve himself many times, because that's the way the medication works, that he ends up in the bathroom relieving himself many times, one after the other. Lo yivarech ha-la'acha ha-gemar, he should not make the bracha of Asher Yatzar, should not say the blessing until after he's completely finished, until after he's sure that he's completely done. Meaning, even though after each individual trip to the bathroom, right now for this moment he does not feel an urge to go again, and therefore one would think that he should have to say the blessing, but since he knows that he's going to have to go again in a short while because of this medication that he took, so he should hold off on saying the blessing until the final time, and then say it once to cover all the other times. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that the minig, the custom, is not like this. He says that the custom is to say a bracha each time one exits the bathroom, as long as one does not have the urge to go again. Right now he's finished and he should say a bracha, and then when he goes the second time, again he should say a bracha the second time, and so on. If, however, when he leaves the bathroom, he feels an urge to go again, then he cannot say the bracha. He has to wait until he is completely finished. So we're talking in this siman about the bracha of Asher Yatzar. It would be worthwhile to go through the translation of an explanation, the understanding of this bracha, which the Shulchan Aruch does in Siman Vav, Sif Aleph. And if one wishes to understand the bracha fully, or more in depth, one can look over there, where each word is explained with multiple meanings. I'm going to try to take one simple meaning, extract one simple meaning from within the different meanings that are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, just to give one basic explanation of the bracha. And the bracha starts off, Asher Yatzar es ha'adam v'chachma, that we thank Hashem who created a person, a human being, with wisdom. And that means that the human body is full of incredible wisdom. One who studies biology and understands how the different systems in the body work and how each limb and each organ works, it's incredible how much wisdom goes into every little part, every little component in the human body. And that's what it means that he created a human being with wisdom. Uvaravo, and he created in the human, mikavim, many parts of the body which have holes, such as the mouth, the nose, the nostrils, opening of the rectum, chalulim, organs which are hollow, such as the heart, the stomach, or the intestines. She'imi paseach echad mehem, that if one of these organs would be opened, o yisaseim echad mehem, or one of the holes would be closed, would be sealed, yi'efshar l'hiskayim amodu fanecha, we would be unable to exist or to stand in front of you. And some have the text, afilu sha'achas, even for one moment. This means that there's a certain limit to how long a person's different parts of the body can be closed. If a person's mouth and nose are closed too long, he would be unable to breathe, and he would die. If a person's internal organs that are supposed to be closed, the hollow ones, are opened, the person also dies. So the bracha is saying that we are thanking Hashem, expressing the fact that He created our different organs and our different limbs with holes and with hollows, that they all have to work function properly in order for us to exist. Included in this is the excretory system, where if a person would be unable to relieve himself, that would be a hole which is closed up. He'll be unable to relieve himself. He'll be unable to exist. There's a certain time after which he would pass away if he would be unable to relieve himself completely. And therefore, included in this idea is a thank you, is a praise of Hashem for this, that we are able to use the bathroom and our system is functioning properly. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, Rafei Chol Basar, who heals all flesh, which means that he created an excretory system to allow us to push away all of the toxins and the poisons and the waste matter in the foods, without which the waste would remain in our system and we would die. And he does wonders that he takes the food. He created a digestive system wherein we take the food and we break the food down into the usable parts and the non-usable parts, and the body knows how to extract all the usable parts of the food from the waste matter and takes in and absorbs and uses the beneficial parts and pushes away the non-beneficial parts. And again, one wants more of a deeper understanding of this blessing. One should look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, where there are other and more shades of meaning that are presented.